Blog Talk Radio.
Because when I did work in an office, if there was a song on that I liked, I did used to dance down the hallway to the copy machine, in front of the copy machine. And one of my coworkers called me the naughty librarian, because I always have a trademark something I wear, just so y'all know. So right now it's dog tags, t-shirt, and something tight fitting on the bottom. But then it was skirts with a slit in it. Every skirt I had a little slit in it. So and I have on my little glasses. Mm-hmm. Which I don't need anymore. And then, yes, I would be dancing down the hallway with my papers to the copy machine and then back. And they'd be like, the naughty librarian is dancing again.
That's hot. By the way, just I don't know if they are doing it at all, the Walmart. So it's just mine. But I know here, my Walmart last night we went, and I noticed that they have some kind of geeky-looking striped shirts in the women's section for like $3.
Ooh.
So, if you're near Walmart and you want some Big Bang-ish looking shirts, you know how they have the undershirts, long shirts with stripes? They have those for like $3. They're thin, so they're not going to be too hot for the summer. I grabbed up several.
Walmart and Toys R Us sell a lot of Legend of Zelda clothes, mind you. Not just things. A lot of Legend of Zelda stuff. A lot of Mario stuff if you're looking for something geeky to wear. And Target actually has their own stuff. It's not any particular game, but we've told y'all this before. Blankets that have controllers on them, they're the big plush blankets, and they've got the raised, you know, controllers. Not a real controller, but a plushy little cloth thing that's on it. They have backpacks. Mm-hmm. They have oven mitts, so they have but it's a very small section. You have to really be looking for it to find it. And, of course, they have their Harajuku mini for the little people, which I keep saying Baby Natrix loves. She will not throw away her Harajuku mini backpack, and it is ripped all to shreds. And it says, I am a nerd on the back. Just adorable.
That's awesome.
So really cute. That section, the Harajuku stuff, is really, most Targets has a big section. I don't know. The little girls like it. And a lot of it says, I heart nerds, I am a nerd, I am a geek girl, stuff like that. Really cute. Hats, backpacks. So we try to keep an eye out for you guys.
That's awesome. See, I like that kind of thing.
Okay, we need a store, which is what we need, and not Hot Topics, because Hot Topics...
No, I don't even want to go into Hot Topics. Every time I even look at a Hot Topic, I'm like,
Right?
It's just not what I want. Hot Topic is for the people who are trying to fit into the scene, and I'm not the scene.
You're trying to fit into our underground gamer world, but you cannot.
Yes. And because totally, that's how people seem to be acting now, is that it's like this whole underground world of gaming. And it's, no, we've been around forever and ever and ever. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. So you people are going to have to just do something
back up.
Yeah, back up. Back up, back off, yo.
Back up.
Yeah. Because we rule the world. We rule the world, yeah.
Can we say? Now, I heard you and Joe were putting it down in the fallen earth without me. What happened?
We were a little bit, and then I crashed. It was terrible. I felt so one second, and like I started lagging. I knew what was going to happen, and then it just crept out on me. And several times that night, I ended up just playing in Photoshop. There we go. My brain is kind of mush.
Now you pick up.
I played in Photoshop for the most part.
Okay, let me tell you the amazing. So I'm talking to Snow. Guess what she was playing over the weekend? Not Fallen Earth.
Oh, what was she playing?
Age of Empires. She reached way back.
You know what? I found my disc for that.
Oh, my God.
I thought about playing that. Oh, my God.
Stop.
So would I. We're totally like.
I have one, too. But I think mine is bootleg. I think somebody gave it to me to borrow or something, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I will send you, because I think I have like 4 copies of Age of Empires.
You all have before.
I lost them, and like, it was like $5 at Walmart. So I went and grabbed it.
Oh, you
got
me with Uplink and Vampire the Masquerade. I have like 5 copies of that around here because every time I can't.
I was seriously addicted to that for a while. My laptop. I don't have that laptop anymore. sad little laptop. It's gone the way of the dinosaur. But no, I have my little Toshiba satellite back when satellites were brand new.
Oh.
And I played that on the road. And this was back before they had, like, the USB plugs for your cars and whatnot. So I had to use, like, the regular the plug. I had to find a way to get my laptop's plug into the car lighter plug. So I had to find, like, a little adapter. And I played that because we were driving from Texas to Minnesota, across Iowa, Colorado. So all... That whole road trip, I played Age of Empires the entire time, all along the highway. It was great. I loved it. I love that game. I'm going to have to install that again and play it again. And I understand. I don't play like most people. Most people are like, oh, we're going to get 5 little men and we're going to rush. I'm like, no, I'm going to get 5 little men. I'm going to build a wall and your 5 little men, you're going to have to run circles around it until my army... My whole flood.
Oh, so you're like me. You just keep building up resources, and then you just let it all go in one fell swoop and destroy, completely annihilate them.
I do just one big circle around the map. y'all keep coming. You keep trying. You're not going to get through my defenses because, no. I'm going to hone every last resource. You're going to have already expended everything, so you're going to have nothing left to fight me by the time that I get around to actually...
Yeah, I like to destroy my peoples too. All right. And I curse you all. I curse you, Ginger, for your Candy Crush Saga. I curse you for Song Pop, my friend T there on Facebook, because I figured out it's also.
I never got into Song Pop.
I really tried. I love it. I do. It's music. And I get to share my, you know, my musical knowledge and whatever have you. So, yes. I am out of control with the Song Pop. And the fact that it's on, you know, on my phone, not
yeah.
cute. I'm trying not to mobile game it. I've been playing that. I didn't get to play my Pirates game. For those of you who don't know, Cora tried to kill herself yesterday. I fell into the doorway.
Okay, well, you did that, woman. What were you thinking?
I wasn't trying to. I mean, I'm already crazy enough. I don't need any help, so I wasn't trying to do it. But, yeah, I fell into my doorway yesterday bringing groceries in and banged my head and ended up having to sleep the whole day. So I had a whole day of binge gaming planned. I was going to do Fallen Earth and play Second Life at the same time and do some phones. And I had my DS. I had everything ready. I had my DS laid out. I had a laptop here. I was going to have a Tropico running on the laptop. I was getting ready to work it out. Did not work out. I ended up sleeping. So if you saw me online,
Yeah, because I signed into Second Life and I saw you and I was going to chat you up while I was sitting there building things. And
I wasn't even there.
No, you weren't. You were gone. I was like, she doesn't want to talk to me. See, I knew something was going on because you were, like, unusually quiet. I mean, usually if you see me, you'll say something. But you didn't say a thing. I was like, something's up with Corey. Well, I'm going to have to cut. It was crazy, really.
I was. I'm already crazy. Didn't need no help. Okay, so you know what? It's time for news.
It is. I'm sorry. We're over here just.
We're all random. And I'm all crazy. All right. Facebook no work.
They do.
Facebook no work for some of you this morning. I'm very sorry. I know you were upset. According to VentureBeat, I cannot talk either. Nah, I must have knocked out my voice. My voice center. I knocked out my voice circuits. Social media titan Facebook, according to VentureBeat, was down for a large number of us this morning. I was not one of them, leaving those affected less than thrilled. but still willing to joke about it. Of course, last week, Facebook managed to take down CNN, BuzzFeed, and Yelp, just a few of the sites that were screwed up because of Facebook. The visitors were redirected to a Facebook error page. So scrutiny of the site's performance is higher than normal. Two VentureBeat writers and the site Down for Everyone or Just Me, I love that site, confirmed that Facebook was not functioning normally this morning. The site Down Right Now indicated that based on usage, Facebook was suffering a likely service disruption. However, two VentureBeat writers said that Facebook was working just fine for them, and it's been working fine for me all morning. I haven't had any issues, and I know that is the most annoying thing ever to hear when something's not working for you. Mine works fine. Yeah, shut the hell up. Who asked you?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you have a couple of people. Alexis Morales was saying Facebook is down. Pope resigned. Apocalypse obviously coming.
No way, man. Things are going to get... Never mind. I'll keep my opinion myself because I know a lot of people get upset, so...
Go ahead, woman.
Okay, so I'm going to get this out of the way before Corey can read it, and so I can just go ahead and grumble about it because we know how much I hate these stupid Angry Birds. JFK Space Center plans Angry Birds exhibit for spring. Oh, yes, because that sounds like something educational. Angry Birds meets real-life science at the John F. Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Announced that it plans to open up a special attraction based on Rovio's number one franchise later this spring. The organization will work with Birds creator Rovio Entertainment to create and install an interactive exhibit called Angry Birds Space Encounter. The exhibition is specifically designed for children. All right, so what is it? NASA's Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex, deceased of Orlando, is anticipating a momentous 2013 highlighted by the unveiling of the new $100 million home of the Space Shuttle Atlantis this summer. Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex is an absolute must-see destination, and in 2013, our guests will find more to enjoy and experience than ever before. It's coming from Bill Moore, Chief Operating Officer of Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex. We're thrilled to celebrate grand opening of the new home of the iconic and wondrous Space Shuttle? Why have I said Shuttle twice now? Shuttle Atlantis. The home for Atlantis will take guests on a journey of discovery unlike any other, while also illuminating the exciting future of the U.S. space program. All right, so we're just talking about the shuttle here. We're going to get into the game. All right, so Angry Birds Space Encounter. Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex has partnered with Rovio Entertainment, creator of the globally successful horrible game Angry Birds franchise, including Angry Birds Space, to create the popular game and characters to bring the popular game and characters to life. The Angry Birds Space Encounter, set to open at the Visitor Complex in spring, is the first comprehensive interactive Angry Birds attraction in the United States and is specifically designed to engage children. Honestly, the shuttle is cool, and I would crawl all over that. But the whole Angry Birds, I'm a little bit irritated. I don't care if they put them in space. They don't belong in the space.
Well, you know. Now, Ginger, you have to concede, even though you may not like the game, they're trying to capitalize on it. A lot of little people like Angry Birds, and that's because their parents will hand them the phone and say, here, play this and be quiet, you know, while we ride in the car. So I think it's a good thing.
I don't like it.
Y'all, come get your Ginger. Somebody come and get your Ginger. She's out of control.
Will not come and get your Ginger.
Horace is actually asking us, is it time for the show? Really, Horace? You've only been listening to us for, I don't know, 15 years? No, I'm kidding. We haven't been around that long. 7, maybe. Okay, so.
So, what am I doing here?
I need you to do my Skylander. Wait a minute. Yeah, no,
Skylander?
ATV.
No, you said ATV.
I'm sorry. Don't cut me, Ginger. You know I'm crazy.
I'm doing the live action one.
The live action? All right. Congratulations to our friends over at Gamers First and Reloaded Productions. Reloaded Productions APB now has 3 million registered users. Following a year, it rarely left the top 5 free-to-play games on Steam, APB Reloaded is a free-to-play MMO that was created from the bones of real-time worlds. Remember that game? Subscription. That was a subscription MMO. APB, they're saying it was an ambitious project that hit the market just as the subscription model was collapsing and ultimately led to the demise of APB. You know, therefore it had to leave EA because...
And I have that skirt inside APB.
Yeah, no, you do. Now, according to a report on VG Video Games 24/7, the game now has 3 million registered users and hosts between 25,000 and 30,000 players every day, which I can believe because I've never gone into an area and seen absolutely no one. It's usually packed. Reloaded Productions is currently working on an all-new APB experience. I think it's fine. It's kind of chaotic, and it works for them.
That is... You know, I've never tried pairing that shirt with this skirt. I might have to do that.
That is...
Sorry. Sorry. APB is hot. I love that game. Just amazing game. So much fun. People just do not realize how amazing this game is.
I often say it is like playing GTA... if it was an MMO. That's what APB is like.
It's amazing. It's hectic. It's crazy. There's always action. You're never going to be bored.
I'm going to be quite wild. Look at him. That was hot.
I know, right? I would do things to him.
Syrup. Oh, man.
I do things to some of his friends, too.
Yeah, all of them in the bag.
Right? Hotness.
Mm-mm.
And that is the way it gets, too. I mean, you get some of these huge firefights.
Oh, yeah, there's
Except
always a firefight.
Oh, God. Oh, no, not the RPG, no. I hate that thing. Oh, yeah. Do we get a nun suit? Oh, my God, if we get a nun suit, I am walking around as a nun.
If they get a nun suit, I'm going to have to come back in. They're all hardcore, just for real.
Oh, hell, yeah. If they get a nun suit, it's on.
You know, I like the fact that nuns has entered this. We got nuns, ninjas, and pirates. I like it. And I like that she takes it off while she's walking.
I know, right?
Is she a cop?
No. I'm going to go, she's a blood rose.
Oh, I see the hair. You might be right. That's a very nice trailer. Anyway, so if you haven't played APB, you should give it a try. If you haven't noticed, that's one of our favorite games here. We kind of love Gamers First in general.
We do. They are amazing. They give us some beautiful games.
They're up and coming. I think they're filling a void left for me by NCSoft when they, you know, City of Heroes and City of Villains started to fail. It's different. Because I'm telling you, I keep saying I'm tired of the orcs and trolls. I just don't like WoW. And I'm sorry for those of you who do.
I play WoW. I've got my subscription.
Oh, you do.
I don't play every day because it's not that good anymore. But I do still play it. I like the farming now, but that's a whole different story. Other topic.
Do you start farming in Fallen Earth yet?
No, I got my code in the mail, but it won't work.
You need to talk to them because I need you to build a farm so I can cook there. I will watch it while you're not on.
Yeah, because apparently it's like a 6-plot farm. And
well, apparently you can build up a whole city, so we can keep it going.
That is cool. Yeah, I've got to talk to them because I tried. I went to the website. I went to Gamers First. Or not Gamers First. Was it Gamers First?
Yep.
I went to Gamers First. I tried to use it through Steam. Neither one worked. They both told me that my code is invalid. And I'm like, but you sent me the code.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know.
We need to talk.
All right, let me find the story that goes.
Huh? Wait, Bessie, you got to do my Skylanders for me.
Oh, okay. We doing Skylanders?
Yeah,
now?
I had to do my Skylanders. That was real short, so I wanted to. We just ended up talking about it a while ago.
Okay.
Oh, apparently they're drooling over the clothes, the car. I know. APB is hot, Joe. No, we're drooling over it. Yeah. He says we're drooling over the guy in the clothes, and he's drooling over the car. We're drooling over both. The guy.
There's no mute button here.
All right. So while Ginger's trying to find her mute button.
There's no mute button.
Let me tell you about.
Oh, there it is.
Let me tell you about.
I found
Skylanders.
It.
Skylanders is owned, ironically, by Activision Blizzard. Announced that Skylanders: Spyro's Adventures and Skylanders Giants has generated more than $1 billion in retail sales worldwide, inclusive of toys and accessories, and the franchise has reached a milestone in just 15 months. In 2012, and yes, I'm eating chips. In 2012, the combined sales of Skylanders Giants and Skylanders Spyro Adventure toys outsold the top action figure lines in the U.S. and Europe, including Beyblades, Star Wars, Transformers, as well. Additionally, through January of this year, more than 100 million Skylander toys have been sold at retail. I don't even see any Skylanders toys. Can somebody show me where these are?
I saw some at Walmart in the, actually over by the movies the other day.
I haven't seen any. Apparently, it's become Skylanders has become the first kids video game IP to cross the 1 billion mark in just 15 months. Congrats to you all. If you haven't played Skylanders Swap Force, lets Portal Masters reconfigure 16 Swap Force characters into more than 250 unique combinations. Kids can mix and match characters' powers and moves and then bring them to life in the game, which sounds kind of sexy, I gotta say. I might want to try that. Okay. Apparently, Skylanders is going to be at the Toy Fair this year. Right now, as a matter of fact. If you're in New York City at the Javits Center, you're not doing anything today, or if you're, you know, you got a snow day, you got three more days to get down there. It's in booth 3061. You can go over and check it out. I would love to go. Oh, I cannot. I will not be going. There is snow on the ground. I will be staying down here where it is somewhat warm. I don't know about the Skylanders. I haven't seen it anywhere. But I do want to play. That website alone is enough to get me interested. See, Ginger,
yes.
Ginger, have you been playing with the website so they can see? All that little stuff there is interactive if you see it. And I love a good interactive website. That's really why I like browser games so much, because, you know, it's like, you know, as soon as I'm there, I'm just ready. You know, I can go on and do what I need to do. Fun. See, look at that. It moves and everything. I like that. That's pretty.
That is interesting. All right.
Ginger, have you seen the new, remember Wizard 101? You've seen the new game they've come up with the people that made Wizard 101? I think it's Pirates or something 101.
No, I haven't.
I'll look that up while you're telling your story, because we got to talk about that one. It's
okay. All right. Concrete Software releases Wordsplosion for the Android. I may have to get this. Concrete Software, developers of Rock Solid Mobile Games, is pleased to announce the release of Wordsplosion on the Google Play Store. Wordsplosion is a rapid-fire word game in which players must correctly guess a five-letter word before the timer runs out. Kind of sounds like Hangman, right? The first letter of the word is provided, and players are allowed five incorrect guesses, but time is of the essence because taking too long results in Wordsplosions. CEO of Concrete Software, Keith Pichelman? Anyways, says, we've had great success with Wordsplosion in the iOS, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble app stores, and we're excited to bring the game to an even wider variety of devices. Flawless production, attention to detail, huge dictionary filled with thousands of possible words places Wordsplosion among the best-looking and most engaging word games available for the iOS. I may have to play that. That sounds kind of fun. And maybe, hopefully, it'll, you know, kick my addiction to that stupid candy game. Oh, my God. I'm stuck on, like, level 35 or 34 or something. Killing me. Driving me nuts.
I cannot help you. All right. So I got to give Ginger this link. We're just going to look at the site because I was trying to find a trailer. But
okay.
They don't have one for the Pirate 101. And I will probably be playing this later this week, Baby Natrix and I, if I can manage to pull her away from Minecraft, which Ginger has gotten her addicted to.
Girl, and I may be going back into Minecraft. Bells is playing over there, so, you know.
She runs in yesterday because, well, not yesterday, Saturday, because I was, Saturday night, I was trying to make a hat that's an Enderman hat for the store.
Sorry, what?
An Enderman.
You broke up.
An Enderman hat. I was making an Enderman. So I was like, which one is the Enderman? I had two things on the screen. She said, that is a creeper. That is an Enderman.
Creeper is the green and kind of weird looking thing, and Enderman's the black one.
See, I don't know this. I don't play Minecraft. So, yeah, but I got the snide geek voice. Yeah, I know that voice. I was like, don't you give me that voice. I know what that voice is. Oh, duh, that is an Enderman. I was like, okay. So you're making a creeper hat then. It's not an Enderman. I was like, okay, then I'm making a creeper hat. That's fine.
Yeah, Mom, how dare you?
Yeah, how dare you not know? Anyway, check out this Pirate 101 game. This is another one for the little people, free to play. And if you've never played Wizard 101, you guys are missing out. I know it's a kid's game. I'm going to tell you, when you go in there, it is a kid's game. You will not be able to too much interact with any of the people in there, and I like that. This one is kind of like what was that one we were playing with the ships when we were in the sky? And City of Steam.
Oh.
But
not City of Steam. Sky. No.
We suck. And we love that game. We suck. Well, it's kind of like that one. Same premise. Flying pirate ships.
God, we play so many games.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I can see it too, but I can't get the name in my head. But this one is going to be much more family friendly, of course. You know, you all can play if you have little people, nieces, nephews. It's a good way to keep in contact with nieces and nephews that are far off. You can spend time with them playing. Again, free to play. They got content, and there is paid content. Like, it'll unlock certain areas. And because it's supposed to be kid-friendly and parent-friendly, their unlock areas are not expensive. Like, it might cost you $2 to unlock a whole area for the play-in.
Oh, that's cool.
Very, 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 very cheap.
I like the monkey.
What, in a...
I'm playing the trailer for it. I found the trailer.
Oh, Wizard 101?
Or you, Pirates 101.
Pirates 101. Oh, I see there. Have you ever played Wizard 101?
I have played Wizard 101, yes.
I love this game. And I'm not.
It's a really, really good game. Yeah, I was surprised how much I actually enjoyed it. And it being a kid game, it was really well done.
I like that they give you your own little house. I like that it's very Harry Potter-ish, Wizard 101. You know, they test you out to see, you know, which of these particular little power schools that you are most attracted to. And I'm telling you this because a lot of people are like, why would I want to play? If you like the Harry Potter movies, this is probably really going to draw you in. And they're not named, you know, the houses like they – well, they are named, but they're not the same name, of course, as they are in Harry Potter, you know, Hufflepuff and all those houses. But you do have a magical house school that you – yeah, join, and you join it based on, I guess they give you kind of a little test to see which things you like. So
mm-hmm.
they pick one based on what it seems you're drawn to, and then that's the magical skill that you learn. And then you work on building up your skill. And I also like that because it's a kid's game, it's still competitive, mind you, but not the overt like it is if you were let your kids play WoW. You all, when you go to fight, you actually have to join in a fight that's going on. And once you join in, you get your chance to do as much damage as you can. That's where the competitiveness comes in. So you level up your powers. And then you get more loot based on how much damage you did. So it's actually fair. I did more damage than the person next to me, so I'm going to get more stuff than they did. But everybody gets something based on what they did. And then you can go buy your new powers or go off and fight. And sometimes nobody joins your fight and you get your butt kicked. But it's really fun. I enjoy playing, roaming around. I still got some places I need to explore around that corner in that one town. There was something glowing around there I need to go check out. And I love fighting the pirate skeletons. It's a fun game.
But it is a really, really fun game.
So I'm betting this one is going to be absolutely awesome, too. Good game to play. Even if you don't have any little ones, it's probably a fun game for you to play. I'm just going to tell you, don't try to talk to anybody. You can't. Don't be upset. That's stupid. I want to interact with people. Well, you find a different...
No, this game is for kids, and we don't want them interacting with strangers.
I don't know why some of the MMOs don't just put this setting in.
Exactly.
Well, obviously, I don't want any kids in Fallen Earth. That's a little too much. APB, a little too much. But the WoW and even City of Heroes, I think games like that that can kind of go both ways would be good if it had a kid setting. And I really wish... above all, Second Life would put their kids' grid back on. I really wish.
Me too, because, I mean, all right, kids don't need to be running around the grid at all. I'm sorry.
Some of the stuff that they can see and saying, oh, you need to have an ID or a social security number, some kids know their parents' social security number. They don't need to go in their purse to get it.
They just
see it in passing, so they can upgrade their account to an adult account, and then there are places they shouldn't be. And I'm telling you, Second Life is raunchy in some places.
Yes, it is. And, oh, girl, I found some scary places when I was going to some little kid store the other day. Oh, my God. But, you know, I got to go see what other people are making. I got to outdo them. Anyways.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay, so Fizz, the brewery management game. I was like, fun. Bit by Bit Studios announced today their Kickstarter campaign to fund Fizz, the brewery management game. And it's now live, and that they promise not to use the tap pun again if you contribute to or write about the project. Fizz is a 16-bit style single-player brewery management simulation game in development for Android and iOS mobile devices.
No.
It's like Lemonade Stand for the Apple II, but instead of selling lemonade, you sell beer.
No, stop.
You also play as a homebrewing enthusiast who has quit your job in order to start a brewery. In the game, you make beer, use beer, and upgrade your brewery in an effort to become an international beer sensation. All right, so you make beer, and you discover and customize 100 recipes in various beer styles and tastes. Use beer, sell your beer at retail, or send your beer to competitions and special events. Retail purchase distribution contracts with marketplaces, each having different customer profiles, which dictate how much money customers have and what types of beer they like. Perform market research and set your prices accordingly. Competitions and events. Enter special events and competitions in order to gain recognition and earn prizes ranging from cash to special ingredients and recipes otherwise unobtainable. And finally, upgrade your brewery. Use sales profits to hire employees, each having different strengths and weaknesses to make better beer. Level up your employees by improving their stats. Gain access to exclusive events and marketplace based on your team makeup. Upgrade your brewing equipment for higher quality beer. And lastly, purchase new recipes and ingredients to make different types of beer or to add new effects to old recipes such as Double XP or the sinister mind control pheromones, which force customers to buy your beer. This sounds like a lot of fun. All right, so they have a Kickstarter game, Corey.
No,
page.
No.
Corey wants to play it.
Oh, I want to play.
All right, so again, this is Fizz, the brewery management game. I will get this up on the website in just a little bit, gamingagents.com. Check it out. Head over to their Kickstarter if you'd like to help. This sounds like a fun game, so you probably should.
No.
I'm saving some money for the Dark Age Camelot game. But,
you know what?
Girl, I watched that trailer like a dozen times over the weekend.
Well, got some good news for you Guitar Hero fans.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
Axl Rose's case against Guitar Hero was dismissed. Mm-hmm. Bandered Guns N' Roses creature Axl Rose has lost his case against Guitar Hero publisher Activision.
That's what he gets for having a name like Axl Rose.
Yes. God, have you seen him lately? I'm going to need him to stop. Okay, so anyway, he said, no fair, the Slash character can be used in place of me to sing my song. He also said, no fair, you use my song on an advert.
Did he say no fair? No fair, really? Really? Did you say no fair?
And the judge said, no. So more or less, L.A. Superior Court Judge Charles Palmer dismissed Axl Rose fraud and misrepresentation cases because they were filed too late. Reported from the San Marino Tribune, Rose didn't legally complain. He didn't legally complain until 3 years after the Guitar Hero game had been released. Judge Palmer agreed an Activision suit to drop Rose's contract claims. That's that.
They're using me to sing my songs. And oh my God, people might forget about me.
But wait. Last week, Activision did offer him his own game.
Was it, hey, sit down and shut the nut up now?
Why would you wait 3 years? It seems to me like you should have been saying something when Guitar Hero was at its peak, because that's when you get the most, who are your people? Do you not know how to do this thing?
I don't know. Axl Rose, I got a game. You know what? I'll give you your own game. It's called the Quiet Game.
It's called the Stop Eating Cake Game, Axl. That's what it's still called.
She went there.
Hey, he was cute in his day. We need you to stop, or at least dress accordingly. It's nothing to do with your size, but you have to dress properly. Change the whole bandana thing and shirt open, and find a new style. Cut the hair.
Stop. Hey, if you're rocking a beer gut, no shirt open.
No, you should not. I'm waiting on the E people to give me my Vampire the Masquerade game. I'm about to get upset now.
I know, because we read about that, several months ago now?
Yes. I needs it. She's waiting on Dark Ages of Camelot. I'm waiting on my Vampire the Masquerade. Come on, CCP Entertainment.
Camelot Unchained, but still, it's Dark Ages of Camelot all over again. I cannot wait to play. Oh, my God.
We will play.
I'm going to play the hell out of that. I'm going to play that, and then I'm going to go change panties and play again.
Oh, my God. I got to say, happy birthday. to our good friend Carmen Villadar. Hello, Carmen. Happy birthday to you. One of my oldest friends from Second Life, and also a social marketing maven guru, and also very cute. Sorry, guys. Stay away. She's also Jamaican.
Oh, while we're doing shout outs. Hey, Joshua. Welcome to the world. Love you. Sorry, my nephew was born yesterday.
Oh, so his birthday.
Yes, yesterday. Yes.
Some people actually celebrate their birth. That is their first
birthday. Well, his birthday was supposed to be today, but he decided to come a little bit early.
Hey, nothing wrong with
that.
You're
like, no, I don't think I'll be having that C-section, thanks.
Not cut out. Nah, it's all right.
Oh, man, big baby, like 8 pounds, 13.5 ounces.
Oh,
21 and a half inches long, big baby. My holy crap, child, are you growing like football players in there? Wow. All right, so Abertay University helps BAFTA young game designers to build games. The University of Abertay Dundee will host the two winners of the BAFTA Young Game Designers Competition today, which
Yay!
Is Monday, April 11th, as they turn their ideas into playable games. That's awesome. Working with BAFTA Ones to Watch, winners Swallowtail Games and Game Maker creator Yo-Yo Games, they will help design and build prototypes of their titles, ready for them to be unveiled on Tuesday, the 5th of March, at the British Academy Games Awards Ceremony in London. The two winners who are announced at the British Academy Children's Awards in November are a 15-year-old Charlie Hutton Pattamore, who won the Game Concept Award for his Vacuum Panic, a.k.a. Suck It Up, and 13-year-old Christopher Purdy, who won the Game Making Award presented by Sony Computer Entertainment Europe for his game Smiley Dodgem. The BAFTA Young Game Designers Initiative, which has been running since 2010, aims to inspire the game designers and game makers of the future by giving young people aged 11 to 16 the chance to design and create their own video game and develop it with industry professionals. BAFTA has partnered with Abertay University since the inception of the initiative and with Sony Computer Entertainment Europe on the 2012 competition. For the first time this year, the competition had two strands. The original Game Concept Award is for an idea for a new game, including a description of the characters, the world of the game, and how it will be played. The inaugural Game Making Award presented by Sony Computer Entertainment Europe was aimed at games made using game-making software or programming languages. Young people could enter both categories as individuals or as a team. That's awesome. So way to go, Charlie Hutton Pattamore and Christopher Purdy. That's great. I can't wait to actually see your games in action.
Okay. Don't do that one yet, because you know what it's time for.
The charts!
And I shouldn't have gone up in that high register. Don't open that, I said. Don't open that.
No. I was posting news and got 404 errors.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not cute. You don't have to tell me that on the air, because I was like, now I want to go look at it, and I got a news story.
Okay.
Time for charts. All right, number 10.
Number 10!
Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed? When did that come out?
No idea.
All right, coming in at number 9.
Number 9!
He's a hitman, and he's absolute. It's Hitman Absolution!
Whoop whoop! Absolute killer.
Number 8. Okay, you made me have a Mortal Kombat flashback. All right, number 8.
Number 8.
Just Dance 4. Ooh, sexy.
Yay!
Number 7.
Number 7.
I Has a Need for Some Speed, and I'm Most Wanted. Yay! I want to play that one. All right, number 6.
Number 6, sorry. I got, you know what?
You're fired. Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch. Ni No Kuni Wrath of the White Witch. I just want her to go from the high register one
what?
Time today. Ni No Kuni, not Mila Kunis.
God, I totally do.
Wrath of the White Witch. What am I going to do with you in snow? Out of control all day, every day. Number five.
Hitman. Let me play. Number five.
Hitman again. HD Trilogy. Number four. Far Cry 3.
Yay! Because it's Far Cry from 3.
Number 3. It is a Far Cry.
Number 3.
Call of Duty Black Ops. Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Really, people? Y'all are still playing that horrible game? Well, I guess it is Call of Duty Black Ops 2. So it's got, yeah.
Whatever. I got bored of it. Number 2. We all know what number 2 is, don't you?
Number 2.
Guess, Ginger. What is it?
FIFA.
FIFA. FIFA 13. It's always FIFA. Number 1.
Number 1.
Dead Space 3.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all. That is hot.
Mortal Kombat! I'm sorry, I had to do it. I blame you and Snow. Y'all mentioned Mortal Kombat during the show last Thursday, and it's been stuck in my head ever since. I got to find that somewhere to play.
FYI, guys, if your girl is on a gluten-free diet and you tease her that you're eating cookies and she doesn't get any, you're not going to have a fun time. totally what they were the mean, but yeah, somebody's in trouble.
Who's in trouble? What happened?
I got cookies. I was going to bring them home to you, but no, because they're not gluten-free.
Oh, are we talking about cookies that I'm making for you all in Fallen Earth that you all don't want to eat because they have a little tainted milk in them?
I'm on a gluten-free diet. I can't have those.
Gluten-free does not count during the post-apocalypse, Ginger.
Damn it.
It will not save you. It's the post-apocalypse. You better eat these.
I don't know about that tainted milk, man. I don't know.
Yeah. What are you going to eat, tainted meat?
Well, you know, that's kind of weird. You know, if you're not trying to poison me with the tainted meat, then it's the rotten eggs or, you know.
Eat what we can during the post-apocalypse. Tainted meat and cookie. The cookies are excellent. Ask Joe. Joe, were my cookies not excellent? Joe, you better say
crickets.
My cookies are excellent.
Crickets. All right, so Sony. They're trying. They're giving it a good fight. The full YouTube experience now available on PlayStation 3 in the YouTube serviced territories. All right, so Sony Computer Entertainment Europe, SCEEA, and YouTube today unveiled a new YouTube application for PlayStation 3. From the 11th of February, The YouTube application will be available as a free download via the X and B in My Channels under the TV Video Services icon. Designed for the big screen and with PS3 controls, the YouTube app has search tools to find videos faster and easier, the option to sign in to see all your subscribed channels, including official music videos, and the ability to control the app using your smartphone. The YouTube app will be available in YouTube service territories, as determined by Google, but PlayStation Stores is also available. These territories include Australia, Belgium, the Czech Republic, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, India, Ireland, Israel, Italy, Netherlands, New Zealand, Poland, Russia, South Africa, Spain, Sweden, and the United Kingdom. Where the hell is the USA? Just saying. Users may have watched YouTube on PS3 before, but with the introduction of the app, they will be able to access completely new and improved features, including the search function, access to subscriptions, and your smartphone as a remote. Again, where the hell is USA on that list? Can I already do this? I got to figure that out. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Tell you, I know.
What do you know?
Nothing. Okay. Okay, forget that link I just gave you. I got to talk about this because I don't want to because I'm going to gag when I mention this game. But you can save that other one for just a bit later. But I got to do this one.
Okay.
Apparently, some of you really, really want Rayman Legends. Oh, I got it out. I said it once. Wii U owners are going to be getting an exclusive demo of Rayman Legends after you bitched, moaned, and complained to Ubisoft. It's a peace offering of sorts, according to Eurogamer, for delaying the once exclusive Wii U game from February to September so that it can launch alongside the newly announced PS3 and 360 versions. The announcement follows a barrage of criticism on Facebook and Wii U. I have all kind of sounds going off. I don't know if I'm loopy. What's the deal? But some of you, stop texting me and messaging me. I can't do it today.
Text her harder.
No, stop it. Okay, so anyway, the announcement follows a barrage of criticisms on Facebook and the Wii U social network, Miiverse. Y'all are doing that on purpose. Ubisoft revealed last week that Rayman Legends launch was going to be held back into September, despite that the game is already finished, and this is in order to synchronize it with launches on the PS3 and Xbox 360. The game had previously been due out on February 26th.
Rayman is dead.
And was one of the Wii U's most high-profile exclusives. Ubisoft wrote on their page, "Thank you for all your feedback," according to Rayman Legends in all its forms on its official Facebook page. And they say, "We have heard you, and we will continue to listen. We understand your frustration and that you want to get your hands on the game. We are working on the development with the development team to provide you new, exclusive, a demo for the Wii U.
Ubisoft.
Yeah. A previous Rayman Legends demo was made available on the Wii U in December. Ubisoft Facebook is now the home to thousands of comments on the delay. The tone is almost entirely negative. One quote is, says, "This is like when you guys delayed Assassin's Creed 3 for Xbox 360, PS3, and PC so that it could get a release on the Wii U a month later, right?" Oh, that's right. You didn't effing do that.
Wow.
One says, "I was sold on the Wii U when I played the demo at PAX. The game has been delayed enough. You can release the game for the other systems when you're done with the port. But we all know the Wii U version is ready now." Fans with similar sentiments.
Give it to us now.
Fans with similar sentiments have.
I
can't say I blame them. Fans with similar sentiments have flooded Ubisoft's Uplay forum on Wii U social network Miiverse. A video, which was recorded on the last Friday, shows 17 minutes of scrolling posts after posts displaying disappointment at the decision to delay the game. The game's delay has not gone down well with the game's developer either. So it's not even them; it's Ubisoft. One of the developers.
I really want my money.
Yeah, one of the developers is saying, "If you're pissed, imagine how we feel." This is from an anonymous staff member. Said, "For us, this means we've spent 6 months barely seeing our wives, kids, and friends for nothing. Because after all, such a haste wasn't needed. Believe it, it was hell to swallow this news." So Ubisoft. This is not your finest hour. You probably might not ought. I don't understand the purpose, really. You're going to get the money regardless.
This is nuts. This is given, beyond that, I never really played Rayman anyways. This is given, a bad name. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ubisoft, what are you doing? Do you see how mad these people are? Good luck with competing with GTA 5 in September.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to go up. You could have at least gotten your money. Now you're going to have to try. You're not even going to split it. GTA is going to eat you up.
Yeah, they are. Oh, my God.
And we know Rockstar.
What is wrong with you, Ubisoft? Do you see these angry people? Like a lynch mob.
Somebody had to write it in hand. Ubisoft had.
You lose, Ubisoft. Oh, my God. This is not. You leave people mad.
This little, yeah. I like their little network, by the way, MS Chalets.
Yeah, that is.
Fires are nowhere. You lose, Ubisoft.
Don't get any money from me.
Far Cry, no. Rayman, sure thing. Yeah.
And it won't be exclusive.
Oh, look,
after
it's
all.
In German.
For
it's,
you.
Look, it's in every language. Oh, my God.
People are. I didn't realize some of you guys were that addicted to Rayman. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were. Hey, I told you, I got paid good money to help market this game. I'm one of the reasons why it's so successful, and I can't stand the game. I'm sorry, Rayman developers, I don't like your game. I just don't. And it has to do with that job. And I know, how could I be a game developer? I think it would be different if it was my game. It's just,
not all the way to here for you. Oh, my God, these people are mad gamer sheep. Right. Ubisoft.
Look at the one that I shall not buy.
Oh, my God. Boycott Rayman Legends. Yay. Sad day. Aww. All right. So I gotta look away from that. Because
I keep wanting to watch it. I can't stop looking.
I know. And it keeps. Oh, my God. There's 17 and a half minutes of that. I cannot.
Yes. It's a train wreck. And this is one you can't look away from. Oh, my God.
No. That's bad. That is very, very, very bad.
You know what? I'm going to go and load that up after the show, and I'm going to sit and look at all of it because I can't look away.
I know, right?
I can't.
Okay, so G5 celebrates Valentine's Day with Letters from Nowhere giveaway, iOS, Google Play, and, oh, yes, baby, Kindle Fire. Oh. Valentine's Day is just a few days away, and in celebration, G5 is giving away the full version of Letters from Nowhere for, oh, yeah, free. Starting today through...
Free, baby, free.
Free. And that did not start playing. There we go. All right, so starting today through Sunday, February 17th, you can play the terrific Hidden Object Adventure on your iOS, Kindle Fire, and Google Play device at no cost to you. Mysterious letters and a sudden disappearance will keep you on your toes in this hidden object journey filled with unexpected twists and turns. plunge into this dramatic story, wander through 48 bizarre locations, find clues, and solve witty puzzles to unveil the secret behind Audrey's missing husband. Discover where Audrey's husband is and who or what is sending her these letters. Letters from Nowhere is filled with puzzles, beautifully unfolding story, and fun environments to research. Find over 1,000 objects and do not forget to collect 3 stamps in each location to open up the unlimited mode. That lets you go back to each location and find 3 times more hidden objects. All right, so what do we got? 11 intriguing episodes, 48 mysterious locations, 11 puzzling mini-games, and over 1,000 objects to find. Oh, and 2 modes, unlimited and puzzles. Again, this is free right now for your iOS, your Kindle Fire, and your Google Play. Again, it's Letters from Nowhere. Yay!
How do the letters come from nowhere? All right, we got to give some love to Miss Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, I know who Miss Pelosi is, yes.
And if you don't, you should know who she is. She's a House Minority Leader for us U.S. people. She contested the idea that media creates real-world violence in a Fox News interview. Work. Politicians in the U.S., of course, have been weighing in on violent gangs for decades, usually so that they can attack them. However, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, this weekend broke from the norm by offering up a defense to violent media during an interview on Fox News Sunday. You can probably go over and find that. Make sure you watch it. Comment as much as possible, but intelligent comments, people, not like stuff like, you're stupid, your mom. Okay, none of that.
Your mom's face.
Okay. The remarks came after interviewer Chris Wallace criticized President Barack Obama's call for more scientific research into the effects of violent media and ties to real-world violence. He says, we don't need another study, respectfully. I have to agree with you, but we may need one because you all may fake the results or something. He says, we know these video games where people have their heads splattered, these movies, these TV shows. Why don't you go to your friends in Hollywood and challenge them, shame them, and say, knock it off? Really, Chris? Okay, so Pelosi said as a mother and a grandmother, she understood the concerns about violent media. However, and she said, and I quote, in Japan, for example, they have the most violent games than the rest of the world, I'm paraphrasing just a little bit, and the lowest mortality rates from guns. I don't know what the explanation is for that, except that they may have good gun laws. The legislator wasn't willing to completely dismiss the possibility of violent games causing real-world violence, but she said researching the issue was one part of a solution that also included stricter gun control laws and improved mental health care. Thank you, Ms. Pelosi. That's what we've been saying here.
Yay! Yes.
She says, I think we have to do it all, and that's why we included in there that we have to take a look at what these games are. She says, I don't think we should do anything anecdotally. And we have a saying here, the plural of anecdote is not data. So we want to know what is the evidence and what will really make a difference here. She says, and I think it has to be comprehensive. Nancy, you are my hero. You are my
FM. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Go, Nancy, go.
Go, Nancy.
Work. Yes, work. And she, nice looking woman there. Let me give her some Twitter love.
She is too. All right, so we got a couple of minutes left. I want to share this next story before we run out. We got a video to go with it. CNBC investigation stings online retailers for selling adult games to underage boy. An investigation conducted by UK gaming publication Computers and Video Games shows that some online retailers are not doing their best keep underage children from buying mature-rated video games online. The investigative report, shown in the video, shows a person purchasing 3 games online without any age verification checks blocking his purchase. The UK-based retailers found it to be lacking in this area included Amazon UK, HMV, and Zavvi. The Trading Standards Agency has criticized retailers for loopholes found in their online systems and has warned them, should a minor make a purchase from these sites, the business would not have a due diligence defense to protect them from prosecution. One of the games purchased was Manhunt 2 from Rockstar Games, which the BBFC initially refused to classify in 2007 due to its violent content. That decision was later overruled following an appeal. So what else did they find? In the past 5 years, the market share of 18 rated games has gone from 5% to 18%, and about a third of all retail games are sold online. the most popular age group of Facebook fans for games such as Assassin's Creed 3, Gears of War 3, and Modern Warfare 3, was in the ranges age range of 13 to 17. Both an anonymous EA Games director and a director at Avalanche Studios believe that more than half their audience are underage. Trading Standards Officer Paul Malowski-Reed says that the organization will now engage with retailers to discuss the severity of online loopholes after learning about the CNVG results.
Oof.
You know, I hadn't even really thought about shopping online, but that is definitely something that needs to be addressed.
How so?
People, you can't buy porn. Well, okay, I guess you can watch a trailer if you put in an age. You can lie to a website. You can lie to a website. You can lie to a computer and tell it, oh, yes, I am over 18.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, if we're going to somehow restrict these games so that you can't buy them in a store if you're underage, we need to find a way to try to block that same...
Wait a minute. Let me jump out of that for a second. I'm going to jump back in. Did you tell Jay to text me? He says Ginger told me to text you. Blame her for this.
I did not. Oh yes. I did say text her harder. Okay, maybe I did.
One or both of you is going to get cut.
Hello.
Not going to help you. You know when the
Hey, sorry people for the gore. I didn't realize that this thing would show footage of the game. My bad.
Okay, now, you know what? Anyway, back to what you were saying, and we will probably talk about this again Thursday night if we can remember, because we usually have so much going on during the week, we may not make it back this far in the week. But mm-hmm. I think a lot of these websites, we've had this particular software available for years, and I used to work for one of the companies that provided mm-hmm. it. It's a live chat software. Yes. Give them the proper tools to be able to check an ID. Right then and there, check an ID, and then the same way actually eBay does this, we need you to send us your ID via the live chat, then we need to be able to call you and verify on the phone that you are who you say you are. And then there's some other little other thing that they do. They can do this on a website. You can find a way to do so, or I've said this before, there needs to be a service that uses IDs where parents and people over 18 need to be able to register. And I wouldn't mind this call. I would call it a gamer ID that says I'm over 18 and I can purchase these games. If you don't have it, you can't buy it, and it's that simple. And it may be a lot of hassle to, you know, initially get started, but it would cut out a lot of this. There would be no doubt in the minds that if the kid had it, they got it some way they weren't supposed to have it. It wouldn't, you know, the burden wouldn't fall to the retailers anymore, and it wouldn't fall to the parents. Since you don't want a parent, this will at least help you a little bit. Your kid doesn't have the ID. They can't buy a thing online. They can't buy it in the store. And a live chat person at each website would help with this. And Amazon, you make enough money to afford to hire a online customer service people. 5 or 10 of them should be able to handle your website. I said 5 or 10. That'll be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean. You know how many people you need. Same with Toys R Us Online, Target Online. And really, as Ginger said, there's nothing to stop you. As a matter of fact, the websites don't check your age when you buy a game online.
That is very true. They don't. They need to figure out something. I hadn't even really thought about it. But if we're going to hold physical stores to one standard, we need to hold
the online
stores the same.
All right, I got an alert real quick because we only got a few minutes left. You people with iPhone 4Ss, do not upgrade your iPhone to iOS 6.1. This is from our European people mostly. European carriers, Vodafone UK and Three Austria are now warning you people over in that neck of the woods with iPhone 4Ss to avoid Apple's latest iOS update. There is a reported issue with the 3G connectivity. On Friday, Vodafone released a forum post that said, don't do it. And Austria also posted theirs to Facebook, said, don't do it. The iOS 6.1 update came out in January and was supposed to give you some new features like the ability to to buy movie tickets from Siri, but many iPhone owners also noted that it has led to excessive battery usage in addition to networking issues with Vodafone UK and Three Austria, which pointed that out as well. Apple said they will likely fix this in the next update, iOS 6.1.1, which is currently in beta testing with a few devs. It is not normal for them to warn their customers about specific upgrades if they have issues with their cellular networks, but they've done so. They said they're aware of the issue caused by the update, and have up the people that have upgraded to 6.1 supposed to impact the performance, blah, 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 blah. And some of you may experience some difficulty in connecting to the network or receive calls or texts or receiving calls or receiving texts, all that good stuff. So if you live in the UK or if you are in the US and you have a UK phone, you may want to be aware, do not upgrade your phone if you can help it. And if you have automatic upgrades and it hasn't done so, you might want to pop in there and turn that off because you're going to have problems. All right. And that means we are out, yeah?
Yeah. We are out. We are done.
All right. We will see you guys mañana, tomorrow.
Yay.
Which is twice. We got our two shows, our morning and then our night, Pixinista.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no music because Siri doesn't want to play. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? Because I'm down on the wrong slider. I told y'all I was off today. We'll see you guys later on.
Yeah.
Runs like a name, release my pet, and you're gonna feel the pain. Check the scoreboard, do we even got a question? Farming HKs, yeah, this is my obsession. My spirit needs hands and
ass. Later, boys and girls, what?